The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Next of all, we're going to talk about drink driving permits. So a proposal is being examined to allow convicted drink drivers the chance to drive to work while they're on a court ban. Now, some have been arguing that people in more rural areas need this type of permit to continue to work. Others are saying that if you don't want to face these issues, the simple solution is to not drink and drive. I have Michael Healy-Ray, an independent TD, on the line. Michael, what's your view on this?
Good evening, Carol, and good evening to your listeners.
Good evening to you, Michael. Tell me, Every time I hear a story about someone who wants a bit of leniency or a common sense approach to the pint and a drive, I often end up having conversations about you. Do you think that we should be a bit more understanding of people who've faced a driving ban so that they can get to and from work?
Well, the first thing that I'd like to make clear is I am not saying that I believe this is a perfect solution. What I am saying is I attended a meeting with the Kerry Vintners Association. They asked me to bring it to government, which I did on the 11th of December. I was the first and only person to go to them with the suggestion on behalf of the Vintners that it should be looked at and explored further. Now, it is in operation in other countries, and my suggestion at the time was that we should look at it, see did it deserve to be considered. I do know myself that there are people living in rural locations that when they lose their license, they unfortunately lose their job because they cannot go to work. Now, it could be operated on a very strict basis that if a person was to misuse it or not to treat it with the respect that it would deserve, that there could be a harsh penalty for doing that. In other words, where you live and your place of work, if you got a permit to go on the road just at that journey, and if you were found to be deviating off of that, I know other people could say, look, it would be a very hard thing to police and to keep under control, but it is working in other countries. And all I ask is that the government here, what they have done to rural Ireland has been very difficult. Publicans are finding it very hard to keep their businesses open. And maybe that this, in some way, would be a solution that they should look at in order if people are unfortunate and if they are...
Well, Michael, can I ask you, I don't know that the government, I don't know that the government have done anything to rural Ireland when it comes to people drinking and driving. That's their own decision. That has nothing to do at all with the government. What would you say in the case of a truck driver, someone who drives all day, every day, and they got a driving ban? Would you let them back on?
Yeah. Well, again, the example that you're giving is a different example, and could I just remind you that
if they drove for a living?
Yes, but just on one point you made, because when you say something on the radio, you have to be factually correct. You are wrong. You said that decisions made by government haven't affected rural life. Yes, they have. And it's not just with regard to drink driving. There are many decisions that have been made by this government and the last government, which was the same thing virtually, whereby they have attacked rural Ireland on a number of different fronts, and they have changed the way people live in rural Ireland. They have made it more difficult for people to live in rural areas. They are anti-rural, and that is a fact that you can't ignore. But that's
okay,
a different subject.
I'm going to bring in. I'm going to bring in Leo Ligio. He's a member of the Irish Road Victims Association. Leo, when you hear Michael Healy-Ray speaking about showing some leniency to people who just want to work, what does that make you think when you hear that those same people may have faced a driving ban for drinking conviction?
Carl, I'm sitting outside my daughter's house now at the moment, waiting to go in there, and I lost my daughter 16 years of age, and to hear stuff like that coming out of a minister's mouth, if it wasn't so serious, it'd be comical. This law was hard fought for 2 years to get through the Oireachtas, and it's now the law, and it has to be enforced, and we won't accept anything less. People's lives are more important. Does Michael and these TDs not care about people's lives rather than just a slight inconvenience that they might have?
I'll let Michael answer that himself. Michael, do you care about people's lives?
Of course I do. And Leo knows I've spoken on radio programs already today with him. And there is no arguing against what he is saying. No one of us want to see anybody losing their lives on
then
the road.
Michael, instead of listening to the vintners and your vested interests, you said today you met with three parents and family members that have. But if you honestly had, there'd be no way. And if you honestly listened to these people, there's no way you'd be bringing this kind of stuff forward. Not a chance in the hell would you be bringing this thing forward.
But
there's no way you can understand what it's like to lose a child needlessly.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
How can you be bringing this rubbish forward? If a person is caught drinking and driving, should they not be held responsible for their actions? They have to pay a penalty for it.
Well, Michael, why don't you... Let's get to the nib of that question. On one hand, Leo is saying a person has to pay the price of their actions. On the other, you're saying, well, they do, but they have to be allowed to drive to work. Is a driving ban a ban or not?
But you see, again, what this comes back to, and if you saw the way I worded this, what the question that I put forward on the 11th of December, I've said this is in operation in other countries.
But I'm not talking about other countries. I'm asking you.
What other countries is in operation?
Can I just finish the point? This is in operation in other countries. What I've asked government to do is to explore it, to see if it is something that would warrant consideration here. I admitted in the question that it may be fraught with difficulties, but that it is something that was put to me by the Vintners. I believe that it is something that could be looked at and should be looked at. They may very well come up with a decision that they're not going to go with it, and if that's the case, well and good. But all I've suggested is to put it out there for debate.
Michael, name the countries this is working in.
I've said it is in operation at present in New Zealand, and there are other countries that it is in operation
now. Can you name them?
I've been told, Leo, that it is in operation, and you know this yourself. We've already discussed this on other programs today, Leo.
Yeah, but you can't name any other countries. When it comes to road safety, there's a certain number of rural TDs seem to object to everything involved with rural road safety, and most of the deaths are occurring on rural roads. A couple of weeks ago, they were complaining about the learner permits. Now, I can say to you the same thing. There's no other country in the world that will allow a permit driver to drive unaccompanied. Yet you're trying to promote it's okay for permit drivers to drive down rural Ireland.
Leo, I just want to stay on this subject, if we can, of driving bans and allowing people to drive to work. If it was to allow a person, say if their car was geotagged, to simply go to and from work, I mean, obviously, I'm so sorry that you lost your daughter. Yeah. I really am, and I can't hope for you to get beyond that. But do you think, is there any space to allow a person, say, at 9 in the morning to drive to work?
There's no space whatsoever, because this law was brought forward as a deterrent. It's not there to catch people. It's to put people off drink driving. It's to put people off. If a person gets into the car and drinks and they lose their job, it's no one's fault but their own. Why should there be leniency? If that guy has a permit tomorrow, gets a permit and goes out and kills someone or seriously injures someone...
Yeah, Michael, what would you say to that? Say if someone does get their a permit that allows them to drive, and then something else happens, how do you sleep at night knowing that? I think we've lost Michael Healy Ray there. I'm just going to pop back to you very quickly, Leo. What would your thoughts be on how we could deal with a person if something like this came in? I mean, obviously, you're saying you're strenuously against it. We get that. But if it did come through, do you think it should be straight into, if they got speeding penalty points or something else, that you should be looking at a custodial sentence?
Absolutely. If, God forbid, and I can't believe that this is going to go through, and be very... It's contempt and sort of disrespect for road victims and those of people that have lost their lives. And I can't even believe the TDs would even consider it. But how could you live with letting someone go on a permit and go out and kill someone or seriously injure someone?
I have to say, it's something that...
We're talking about people's lives here, and that's more important than anybody's inconvenience. And as for what he said about rural Ireland, look, people don't have to go to a pub and drink to socialise. There's plenty of ways to socialise. There's non-alcoholic drinks. There's coffee. There's tea. There's a game of cards. You can have a game of pool. There's so much stuff people can do in rural Ireland. The
world is
changing, and so is rural Ireland. Has to change, so be it.
Okay, we'd like to thank Leo Ligio for coming on and discussing that topic. He's from the Irish Road Victims Association, as well as Michael Healy-Ray. He's an independent TD from Kerry.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.